Beloved Master, thank you, beloved, for this retreat and all that you have been showing me. It touched me very deeply when you talked about you being the first to have satsangs in Norway. That is a true mystery. And that I found you here in the forest is also a mystery. Life is a mystery. So if you are really in tune with life, living life, flowing with life, then everything becomes a mystery, an exploration. Just like a little child who first time gets out in the garden and see the butterflies, like that. And not only first to have satsang in Norway, but in Brazil and Chile also, I think. And it's a strange work because they never heard about these things. It's something totally new that people are bringing to the West. In India is very old. But in the West, and especially here in Europe, in South America, in America, is unheard of. Because the whole West is built up to get a stronger ego. Is to go out, science. And the Eastern way is to find your true essence, your true self. That means to kill the ego. So in a way, it's just the opposite. I came here to Dharma Mountain for the first time in 2007 to join a group. The week here was beautiful and very strong. I remember that one time I was laying on the floor in the women's toilet in cramps, and the voice inside the head was screaming, "Go and drown yourself in the pond." It was very strong, but I didn't follow the instructions, luckily. That's what I'm telling you, don't listen to your head, no. And if it's something you're coming closer to the truth, then your old, your lies, your habits, your false self will freak out, no? So already it felt something. Get away from here. But it's not so easy. The following year I came back for the same group with the beloved Prashanti and Kailash. Then I stayed for your summer retreat. It was Mystic Rose. And in the end of that blessed group, I asked for sannyas. And you initiated me on Guru Purnima Day on the 20th of July. If I remember right, it's the same this year with full moon on the 20th of July. It is a day to bow down to you and all the enlightened beings for lightening up the dark and helping us to see all the beauty in this divine paradise. So I bow down in deep, deep gratitude. Thank you, beloved. Yours, Dasha. That's the life is a mystery. And now you are here bowing down in deep, deep gratitude. Because to be a sannyasin, it means you have to allow yourself to die to the old, to your personality. You have to have a rebirth. And before that happens, you cannot find peace. That is the whole meaning also of the remembrance, reminder of Guru Purnima. For thousands of years, they have had Guru Purnima in India to remember the gurus, the past, and their own guru now. In deep remembrance and devotion and gratefulness, they thanking the enlightened ones. But it's not so easy just to come to an enlightened one. To find an enlightened one is very, very difficult. But they say it's even more difficult to find a true disciple. So now you have settled in this, and then you see the beauty and the gratitude and the love in it. But some people, they come from the wrong reasons, no? And I have seen this with a handful of people, and many times it is with the so-called therapist. And why? Because they already think that they can help people, that they are somebody. And I'm so nice with people, it's open doors. So I include them in very quickly. And I see now that people should go through a process to get in tune with the Sangha as a nobody. And this has come up a few times. Because in one way, I want them to share this skill to help anybody that could. But then they are not mature. They are not mature enough just to be a vehicle. They are too much themselves, too much ego. So this can go on for many years, and then many times it's harder to point out that, hey, you should become like everybody else. You should look at yourself, not look at everybody else and see their problems. And thinking that you are helping people. You haven't been helping yourself. And sometimes just the little word and they run away. Why? Because I received them too nice in the beginning so they could keep their image. But sooner or later here around me, everything has to come up. It's bound to be like that. So life is a mystery. So you should be grateful for everything on your path. But this is something I have seen. No? Now you are here. This is something, if you come to a true guru, he is there to free you. The only way to free you is that you are free of the old, no? That you realize your own divine nature, no? That means you have to let go of your idea of yourself. Otherwise it will be a struggle. And of course, in the beginning you want to have both. It doesn't work that way. You cannot. You have to come to a place where you surrender. And even that surrendering, that can only come from your own maturity, your own insights, your own understanding. Nobody can do it for you. And if that understanding, that deep realization hasn't happened inside you, then you will always be on guard. Then there is you against somebody else. Even the guru. Because you see yourself only as a person, then you see even the guru as a person, just the body. then you forget the whole point of a guru, which is to bring you back to your true self. Like Ramana said, guru, God, self, same. But for you it's not the same, because you have forgotten yourself. And where is God? Where do you find God? So then the mystery is sometimes the guru appears. Somebody who has remembered, who can bring you back. But that can only happen in deep trust, love, understanding. Otherwise, you will run away if you still have your own ideas. Of course, when you are here, and even when these people are here, they are very happy in bliss. Because bliss, peace is my climate. But as soon as you leave, then the ego jumps from the pine trees. So, the guru can only watch these things. No, it cannot do anything. And it is Guru Purnima, and it is something to remember. Because they always said in India, and that's why the Guru is the most important in their life. Maybe not so much anymore in this day, because it gets more and more modern. That means more and more unconscious, more and more materialistic. So they have forgotten that. The whole planet becomes Americanized. That means totally unconscious. That money, image becomes God. But in the old days, and still is, because in fact it's a very small part of India that is so-called modern, it's just the cities. They still have this, that the guru is the most important. Why? Because without the guru, how can you bring in that spiritual dimension into your life? That is what the guru does. He reminds you of that inner peace, gratitude, the spiritual dimension, which you don't find in the society. He reminds you of the essential. But if that is not conscious, that that's what you want, this is where the understanding and the longing comes in. If you are not on that stage of evolution that you want that, what Rumi says is the longing, the totality, then it will be a conflict. If you are ripe for that, which for me, in my eyes, everybody is, because everybody is longing for happiness. Everybody is longing for peace. But even an enlightened one cannot do anything if you are not there yourself. So it's a little sad in a way. But that's how it is. The guru means somebody who removes your ignorance, your darkness. And what is your darkness? That is this coat of ego, of mind, of identification. That is the ignorance, that is the darkness, which keep you always separate in a fight. That's why in India and in the East they bow down, because the only way to receive is to bow down. But in the West some is so stubborn that they are so proud they will never bow down. The ego won't bow down. So they are protecting the false, which is amazing. They are protecting themselves from the mystery as such. Because what you know, that is of very little value in reality. It means your past. the unknown, that is what has real value. And then you have to let go of the known. You have to let go of the past. You need an adventurous spirit. You need courage. You need trust. You need a longing for something beyond the known. Ordinary people don't want to go there. They want it safe. And what is safe? It means the old, what they know. Then they can hold on to the old identity. If you go into the new, then you start losing your identity. You don't know how to function. So that is why it's almost impossible to go beyond that if you don't end up in a place like this, in a satsang, with somebody who can tell you things as they are. Because nobody is saying that. So in India, a guru means somebody who removes your ignorance, who brings light, a removal of darkness. Such a beautiful thing, which is the most important in the Indian tradition. And in the West, they just joke about it. Like a guru is somebody who tried to be something different, because everything is ego. In fact, a real guru has no interest to be a guru. But with realization, it comes an understanding and a love and a compassion for those who is seeking. No? And it's so beautiful, this potential, this opportunity to wake up in the life, to make, ignite this mystery again that they want to share. No? But in that process, then maybe they get crucified or poisoned or stoned to death. Not so much in India, because it has been for so long, the tradition of the guru. They said Shiva was the first guru. 15,000 years ago, it was one beautiful man that came out from the deep mountains in the Himalayas, and some people was there, and they saw him, and he was so beautiful, the presence, the energy, that they start settling around him. And it was quite a lot of people first, but they all left because he was just sitting there. Only 7 people stayed behind. And they wanted him to share his secret. How come he is so beautiful, so silent, so blissful? But he didn't say anything. Just once in a while, a tear of bliss was running down his cheek from his closed eyes. This must be the dilemma. How can I communicate this to people? No? How can I share them about this bliss, this peace that is so beyond what they have any idea about? But you can feel it. And he didn't want to say anything. But these people didn't leave also. So after many years, they tried again. And he gave them a little instruction. He shared a little bit and then closed his eyes again. Then again, for many years, 10 years, 20 years, the story goes, he was just sitting there. But these people didn't want to leave. And that is also a sign, just you have to be patient. It's not a quick fix like it is today, that you can do everything in the moment. You have to be patient, because it's a whole total transformation that has to happen. So this man, that become Shiva, they said, the first guru, Adi Guru. And then those was the seven first disciples. And then they went out to share. And so it has gone all the way till now. 15,000 years. It has nothing to do with any religion or anything. It has to do with the truth. And that truth you can only get from a live source. Like Ramana Maharshi said, if you're interested in self-realization, a guru is absolutely necessary. Only by his grace can self-realization happen. That they know by their own 15,000 years tradition, they know what to say about the West. That's why I was also a little like, oh my God, starting with this here. 15,000 years ago, it was ice over whole Scandinavia. Total ice. Still is quite a bit of ice. And then to come to that territory from this, and I remember, I know how it was. That's why I've always been more at home in the East. That is hard work sometimes. Well, not really, but... The amazing thing is to see how people cling to their misery, cling to their mind, cling to their identification, even when they come to satsang. No? So that is Guru Purnima. We are grateful and celebrate the gurus, no, that those who bring light into the darkness. And every true guru has to be like Shiva, and he is known that he has to destroy before he creates. And that is the work of the master. First he has to destroy the old to free you. In that process where the destruction happens, it can be very painful if there is no trust in the process, because one is clinging to the old. But when it has happened, the old is gone, then there's such a relief that how is this possible? And everything was more than worth it. Just a joke, in fact, compared to what you have found. But it is a time which can be very hard. And it's also a time where the old is gone and the new hasn't come. And then if you don't have a friend on the path, it can be very scary. And much easier to go back to the old. And this can also happen. People who had a glimpse, people who have been in satsangs, people who have felt the bliss, the peace, but still, when they start losing their identity, it's much easier to go back. It's harder to go into the unknown consciously. And you cannot even do it, only the heart can do it. There is the understanding of the heart, not of the mind. also the Guru Purnima, of course, is a symbol of that light in the darkness by being the full moon in July, which is the rainy season in India, and the sky is very dark. That is what ignorance is. But then the full moon, when you see that big full moon through the clouds, when there is an opening in the clouds, that is a reminder that don't get lost in the darkness. The light is there beyond your mind, beyond your darkness, beyond your identification. That is the proof. Like the Guru is the proof. Have no doubt in what you see. And to meditate or even become enlightened must be easier during full moon, because then from nature side the moon is with you. Like on the other side, when for the masses more people do crazy things, have accidents, disaster happens in the full moon. So that is the negative aspect. You have the positive aspect, that if you are a meditator, it's much easier to fall into a deep silence, to connect again with yourself, with nature, with the real. Because your energy is with you. You are 70% water. No? This body is 70% water. So, in the full moon, everybody knows the oceans, you have the biggest high tide. The ocean is rising. But because humans are not in touch with their own nature, what to say about their own nature? Not even the outer nature. We are destroying and polluting the outer nature. What to say about the inner? So if you are more sensitive, if you are more in touch, which they knew in the old days, then to meditate on the full moon, then you have that energy, that natural energy with you. So when it becomes a full tie, the consciousness rising. It's very mysterious. It's just like the ocean. Like the planet is 70% water. Our physical body is 70% water. No? How do we keep together? It's a mystery. We should just be... And that's how I feel. I don't know how I can function. I feel like that all the time. Like, just keep it. Yes, I can function a little more. Glug, 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 like that. So that is the natural state as far as I'm concerned. On the other side, and the unconscious, then human beings who are 70% water, they become like rock. Totally stiff. That is scary. They have forgotten their liquidity, their flowing, their softness. They have become hard. How is that possible? You are, it's a fact, you are 70% liquid, salt water. Like Lao Tzu says, water, the softest substance in the world, overcome the hardest. But because you don't see, a man like Lao Tzu, he sees the whole totality. If you look, then you see the stone is much harder than water. How can you say that? No, the water is much stronger. By time, by the years, the rock, the water will make any rock smooth, round. And one day it only sand, and that goes also. Just be patient. the water is a symbol of a meditative, a natural man. You just go with the flow. Very beautiful image. But now the modern man has forgotten that. You want to be hard. You want to conquer. You want to be stronger. This is the difference between the Eastern and the Western, which now, very sadly, even the East becomes more and more Western, more and more hard, more and more insensitive. So maybe that's why also this is happening, that it's getting mixed into the West, into the whole planet. And we should start becoming soft before it's too late, no? So remember, the Guru has no other wish than to free you from your own slavery. And what is that? It's your identification with the false. Beloved Babaji, my heart feels such a delight. I'm discovering new places inside, feeling more real, more truthful, and more loving. Being in your presence makes my heart dance. It knows. Even though I'm lost, it knows. This remembrance is so beautiful and precious, and in it all other desires falls away. Yes, that's how it is, Lavanya. And what do you mean that even though I'm lost? In which way? In your mind. But who cares about the mind? Well, who cares about when the heart knows, it knows, you said, it knows. So that's what you have to trust. That's what I just said. That is what the Guru is there for, to remove your ignorance so you can see, you can reclaim your own heart. That will guide you. The work is to uncover it. No, it seems like that has happened. No? That is the work. No, you have found your own precious heart, your own inner diamond. Then you have to take care of it. That's the thing. Of course, the mind will come. But who cares? You know. The mind never knows. It thinks it knows. That is the difference. And that's what I'm saying. When you know, then you know. It's nothing to talk about. Then I'm very happy. No, you know. You just have to accept. I know all the time you know, but you haven't accepted. So when you accept it, then a different communion can start happening. No, of course, it will be a period maybe where this comes up. The old habit, no, I'm lost, blah, 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 blah. But don't listen to it. That is the whole thing. Be steady. And one day, your own mind will accept, no, this woman is too strong now for me. She knows. Even the mind accepts, she knows. Fuck it, they say. Then they go around like a wounded dog.
Beep, beep, beep.
That's exactly, that's why it's almost unbelievable. how can this happen? That is the blessing of the source, of satsang, of the guru. Being in your presence makes my heart dance. It knows. Even though I'm lost, it knows. This remembrance is so beautiful and precious. And in it, all other desires fall away. That's exactly how it is. All other desires fall away. And how can they fall away? Because it's much better than any desire. You already have everything. When you are a king, you are not begging in the street. You don't ask, you are not dreaming about buying a property. You have the whole kingdom. Everything is clear. It knows you have everything. Then all decides. That's why I'm not for you. You shouldn't work on your, be better and better and decide. No, no, no. Go to the source. That's what I'm interested in. Go to the source. Then you realize yourself, you have no desires because you are at the source. It has to come from the real. It's very difficult, like self-help book, think positive, American style. Almost impossible, because you start outside with the mind. No, you have to go beyond to yourself where you know. Then that knowledge spreads out. And that is one of the signs. All desires falls away, just like that. Because you have everything. Just to feel this empty, silent space gives me the greatest contentment. Yes. I feel so lucky that I stumbled in here. To be reminded of something bigger. To feel it and to live it more and more. Yes, this is the ancient way of Guru Purnima, of the Guru. He has to remind you. Then the true devotee, a true disciple, a true sannyasin who is longing for freedom, they will feel so grateful. No? Because you could easily miss. This gratefulness fills my whole being. Thank you for sharing this unconditional love. I love you. At your feet, Lavanya. Very good. I love you too. The heart knows. The whole thing is to trust your heart now. Ordinary people are not in touch with their heart, so they don't know. It's impossible for them to know. They just have ideas, conditioning, judgments. All confusion. When you come back, then you know. So accept that you know. Don't have any doubt, because that will also hinder you. You have to be strong in spirit. First, you have to find it. Then you have to befriend it. So it becomes your best friend. Then it will never move out, no. Because you take, that's how it is. If you forget it, Then it goes somewhere else. You have to take care of it. You have to protect it. You have to nurture it. Then it will love you, because love loves love, no? Then it will never move out, because it has such a, no, I found such a good space, I will stay here. Then you know. Where is Pradipa? Beloved, 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 beloved. Today, when I was lying down, getting ready to sleep, listening to the song Gata Gata, Paragata, I started to feel love in a little corner of my heart. In a little corner? That is nice. And now, has it spread? Just a little corner? Is it on the left side or right side? It's on the left side, that's very good. From the left side, it spreads much easier than the right side. Ta bon. I started to feel love in a little corner of my heart. But that's all what you need, Pradipa, because now you know that it's there. No, you have to let it spread. And how did this love, how do you think you started feeling this love in your heart?
I had an insight.
An insight. I don't know how to describe this feeling, but it is worth it to have lived just to feel this. Yes, that's how powerful it is. It is worth to have lived just to feel this. Just to feel that your heart is alive. Just a little corner. What to say when your whole heart, your whole being is only that? Can you imagine? Just imagine. Your whole heart, your whole being is only that, just love, the whole thing. How would that be? What would you do then?
I would jump with joy.
You jump in the joy. Yeah, you would. Prepare yourself. What would your family and friends say then, if you will just jump and scream in joy?
They would say that I would go crazy.
Yeah. And is that okay for you?
I don't know.
Then it's a problem. You have to feel it's okay. What is more important, a happy heart? I was going to say, or a happy family, but the family the family cannot be happy. It's already sad. So what is more valuable, a happy heart and a sad family, or a happy heart and a sad family? A happy heart and a sad family, or a sad heart and a sad family? What would be better?
A happy heart and a sad family.
Ba-bon! Right answer. Bling! But now you know. So that was your first teaching, Pradipa. Don't care about what people think about you, what they say about you. Because that's how you hold yourself back. Even if you feel so happy and so blissful inside, you have to contain it. Because you don't want to stick out. You don't want to anybody to say, oh, this woman, no, Pradipa, is going wacko. But I tell you, it's much better to be happy wacko. Are you ready? Ah! Pling! Right answer! Just imagine, Pradipa, I don't know how to describe this feeling, but it's worth it to have lived just to feel this, just to feel that. Just imagine when everything, toil. I'm surprised also how I can sit there, how come I haven't exploded? I don't know. Because I have exploded a million times and I don't care. I started feeling an enormous love for my story, for a little girl that lives inside me, for a young woman who lives inside here, and for my whole being. Yes, that's how it is, my dear Pradipa. Just a little bit, your heart, then it will tell you, you'll love yourself. A little before this moment, I was surrounded by an immense gratitude for you, my beloved prince, and for life, for the things that came up here, and especially today. Please, please, beloved, how to maintain such a beautiful space after the retreat at your feet with immense love and gratitude, Pradipa. If it's clear what I told you, that you just focus on that and allow it to grow and don't hold yourself back, then nothing can stop it. You just don't get in your own way. Because we have started a fire. All fires, they start with just a little, one match. Then suddenly the whole forest. Means the whole heart. Like that. Just love it. Love yourself. Trust it. How to maintain such a beautiful space after the retreat? With having a focus on this beauty, on love, on a commitment to truth. That is the commitment of a sannyasin to your own being. Pradipa, how do you like it here?
I like it very much.
No, I asked her. You were afraid of flying before, no? And now?
No.
I teach you flying. They say even every little bird, even the birds, are afraid when they first start flying. They have to let go and trust their wings. They don't know. They don't know if it will work or not. And then, can you imagine the bliss when it works? It was not that, it was flying. That's what I'm trying. That's what the all the way from Lord Shiva to now. Teach you to fly. Let go.
Kavahina ha'ala.
Beloved one, I don't recognize myself anymore. Maybe it's because I'm changing from the inside. Things are the same. This hand with the pen writing is still a hand with the pen writing, but something is different. Now, after looking inside, the feeling of gratitude and reverence to you, my beloved Master. I wanted to share this because I have to stand up for this. I have to stand up for this, Master, for myself, and to put things clear, that I'm really feeling you inside with reverence, and I'm bowing down to you with all my being. So I'm writing more to stand up for myself, because I can recognize that you know and feel it. And it is priceless, priceless, Master. I notice that when I'm clear and truthful with my feelings, it opens me up effortlessly. Then I also perceive that I'm no longer the one who opens, moves, or wants anything. This wave just invades me, like now. And I can see that it's right. Anyway, how to explain it? I can feel it inside. Is it really like this, Master? Yes, my dear Lubina, it's like this. Just like this. Isn't it great? And this can only come when you have touched it. That's what I'm again and again remind you. When you're feeling this inside with such a reverence, and I'm bowing down to you with all my being, it is priceless. That is the sign. You cannot resist the real. It's impossible. It's too big. Only the false you can resist your own mind, then you can be a slave. But if the real touches you, then you are flooded. It's too big to contain. That's where the gratitude, the understanding, the love, the devotion, this priceless gift comes from. I can see that is right. Yes, it is right, and I have no doubt about it. I just stopped a little and read what I wrote, and it feels so silly. But so what? You know everything anyway. Yes. And who cares about being silly? No, even Pradipa is with us now. Very good. Thank you for helping me to discover this treasure inside, so silent, and for allowing me to see what I want is to be there inside, in love, devotion, and humbleness. Your disciple, Lubina. Very good, Lubina. I like it. Just straight to the point. Like that. Who cares about everybody else? Nothing. Is it really like this? Yes. I notice when I'm clear and truthful with my feelings, with myself, it opens me up effortlessly. This is just you have touched what I mean, that easy is right. But nothing is easy if you are not right. When you are clear and truthful, open, It opens me up effortlessly. That is beyond any doing. That is the mystery. That is the miracle. You come to that place and it opens you. Otherwise, you can try and try and try and try and try. Nothing will happen. That is a gift. It's Guru's gift. Ramana Maharshi said, if you have any interest, if you come for self-realization, a guru is an absolutely must. Only by his grace will you have a glimpse when you will you become self-realized. This is only for insiders, when you have had that experience that everything opens up effortlessly. And you can see that is right. And I'm no longer the one who opens, moves, or wants anything. No. When you are open, you don't even know you are open. Just space. No, I get so many nice letters, and then I also except, okay, I will stay a bit more. Because I get good results, no? You come home, you are happy, you are blissful, you are silent, you open up effortless. Something bigger than you takes over. And that's what I'm here for, no? Then in the beginning of the retreat, no letters. Everybody is in the mind. Then slowly, slowly, no, I have a fucking tsunami of letters. Because no people, they start coming back to themselves. And so many beautiful things, so much gratitude, so much love, so much opening. Like, it's like you find something that was totally forgotten that you had. And that gives me great joy to see that, no, it works. That is priceless. This is priceless, that is priceless. Everything is priceless, done. So, now you know about the tsunami letter, so don't be disturbed if I don't read it, okay? Or I will read it at the beginning of the next one, because then there's no letters in the beginning. Then everybody is still in their heads. What can I say? No, no, nothing. And I was like, wow. Very good. And this is what I can relate mostly to anyway, no? That which you cannot talk about, no? That one that is priceless. That is what I can relate most to. Dearest beloved Babaji, thank you for reminding me how beautiful this place is. The 10 years I spent here were not spent in admiration for Hedal at all. But now I have forgotten all about my earlier disgust. So easy it is when it's gone. All day I've been in awe with life, planet Earth, and bliss itself. In dynamic this morning, I felt something building up and it made my spine want to go backward, curving up and back, opening my chest. I couldn't fight it. It was so good. I it reminded me of when I got my sannyas, and your touch on my forehead made me relax so deep into that same feeling, like rising and giving in at the same time. Then I just stayed in the forest and by the river until satsang. Again, this energy coming up my spine, like my front was bursting open, pulsating in my torso, and I felt like Hanuman ripping this chest open to reveal his love for Sita and Ram. But in my chest there was you, beloved. I do my fair share of cooking, but never mind that anymore. So immensely grateful to be here, to be yours, and to melt in love. Babaji, one last thing. I love you, 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 love you, love you, love you, love, love, and love 1,000, 100 times more. Pujama. Very good, Puja. You know how many times I saw you walking on the road when I was going to satsang, and you were a little girl, and you were very lost, and you had a little dog. Didn't you? Didn't you, Puja? You had a nice little dog, and that was your best friend. And I was thinking, how can I show her a much better friend? So, no, I showed you. Then you are happy and I'm happy. That's how it was. And that is a beautiful feeling like Hanuman ripping open the chest to reveal his love with Sita and Ram. But in my chest there was you, beloved. Yes. Because it's love. Hanuman had a deep love and devotion and surrender to Sita and Ram, no? So that's what his love was. Whatever you have, that is what you will show. No, you can make a Hanuman with Babaji there, smiling instead. That you can relate to is your own experience. That is what is valuable. Not something that happened long ago, your own experience, your own realization. I have told you many times, when first time I came to India, I was walking in the old Delhi in that mad bazaar. And then in India they have these salas, and they had all the posters of the gods on the sidewalk. And then I started looking at all this, and then suddenly more and more gods, I got more and more. Then I saw that picture of Hanuman and I collapsed on the street. I knew that feeling, no? I knew that feeling from before. That only love only can show you that. that also, no, it happened also, it has to clean your physical body, because we've been holding ourselves back so long, then some subtle tension, unconscious things in the physical body, in the emotions, in the energy body. So this is what is said when the energy channel starts opening, when you are coming back, then you can have different movements, no? Like Kundalini is rising, like the energy goes, it's been clogged up, then suddenly get flushed open. Many people have that on the journey. Like you're backing up, of course, because you have more, everybody is more like this. Then the heart wants space, no? It has nothing to hide. I want to be free. Like that. I'm very happy, and you are also pretty, that you are not walking on the street anymore. That's how it is, so close but so far away. What can you do though? No? What even the guru, what can he do? Nothing, just wait, no? And then some mysterious ways, things happen. No, it's a different head on for you, no? That is from darkness to light, from suffering to bliss, from chaos to silence. Look at what the beautiful mystic Kabir says. Oh my friends, I had a terrible aching also, and worry. It hurt all the time. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't enjoy anything in this life. But all I wanted was to find love. Then the gates simply opened, and my own temple became lit. I entered and I met my beloved, who was waiting for me with open arms. We embraced and I became his. No, my aching, my worries, they have all healed. I'm in bliss. It's possible. And I'm very happy that these beautiful, timeless poems from the enlightened masters about their masters and their masters and their gurus, it becomes your own realization. It's priceless. Aum Shanti. That is true Guru Yoga. The highest of all yogas, the disciple just merge, become one with the master.
City of God, Mahakal, Mahakal, Satya. city called, city of